Today's shir is L'zeich Nishmas of Yehuda Leiber of Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar Ravi Temer of Shmuel Bar Marta. Godel Tam Taira is even greater. Yosef and Benin Beis Hamikdash, even more than the building of the Beis Hamikdash. For says the Gemara, Kozman Shabarach Beniru Kayim. As long as Baruch ben Neroi, the Rebbe of Ezra, was alive, Lainichai, Ezra did not leave him, and they go up to Etzisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. As much as important it was to build the Beis HaMikdash, he did not agree to go build the Beis HaMikdash as long as he could learn Torah from his Rebbe. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Gol Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah is even greater. Yosem Kibbut of Aim, even greater than Kibbut of Aim. For says the Gemara, "Shekol Osin Shana Shal Yaakov Avinu Beis Aver." As Yaakov Avinu left the home of his parents to go run away from Esav, go get married. So says the Gemara, all the years that he was in the yeshiva of Beis Aver Loi Nanish, for all those years he did not get punished. He only started getting punished for the years that he was ran away and he wasn't doing Kibbut of Aim. But for the first 14 years, which the Gemara is now going to discuss and give us the exact calculation, how we get to those 14 years, for those 14 years that he was learning, he wasn't punished. So I saw that the Chashuke Chemed has a discussion. We know that many people have the minig that when they send Shalach Manas, they don't give the Shalach Manas directly themselves. They ask a shliach to give the Shalach Manas. And the question is, can you ask a parent, can you ask one of your parents to be your shliach? So he says that technically, and we will be discussing this concept in our shiur today, if your father is Michael, and your father says he's willing to carry the Shalach Manas on your behalf, then it's perfectly fine. However, he says a very interesting story. He says that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that he was once not feeling well, and his father, the stipler, Zatzal, came to see him. And the stipler told him, "I'm just about to go to take one of the Svarim that the stipler wrote to the printer to be printed." And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, "Oh, if you're going to the printer and I'm not feeling well, so I really can't go, could you please take along?" Reb Chaim wrote a sefer called Arches Chaim, on the Arches Chaim of the Rosh. "Could you please take them along for me to give to the printer as well?" And of course the stipler said yes. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that for some reason, the printing of that sefer got delayed over many years. And he was thinking, he printed many svarim. And why did this happen? He says it must have happened because he asked his father, and even though, of course, he obviously asked his father in the most respectful manner, and his father, of course, willingly did what he was asked. Still, a son has to always have Kibbut of Aim, and he shouldn't have used his father as a shliach to take the sefer to be printed, and that's why he said, he attributed that the printing of the sefer got delayed over years because of that. But the Truma Sedeshin does point out that let's say somebody wants to go learn in yeshiva, and going to learn in yeshiva will involve him not being home for many years, and he won't be able to mekayim mitzvahs kibbut of aim. So the Truma Sedeshin in Simen Mem clearly paskins that if a person feels that he's going to be able to learn better in a different yeshiva, then which is out of town and will keep him away from his parents, the halacha is that he should go learn in yeshiva. So as Rabbi Ruchem Perlau in a sefer on his explanation of the Sefer Mitzvahs to Reb Sadia Goyim, that the halacha is that we're supposed to be mevatel all mitzvahs we're supposed to be vatal tamei Torah to fulfill a mitzvah. So why is kibur av aim different? He says that the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, ish av ve'ima taro ve'shepsoisei tishmeru ani Hashem. So we learn from here, kulchem chayovim bekvoidi. Everybody we see have to show on to me. However, and therefore kibur av aim is also we have to fulfill, but not when it comes at the expense of kvoidi, of the kavod Hashem. And there is no greater kavod Hashem than kavod Torah. So somebody going to learn in yeshiva is the greatest manifestation of kavod Hashem. And therefore, even though it will mean that he will not be able to be home with his parents, he should still go to yeshiva if that's where he feels he can learn better. So again, says the Gemara, Shekol HaShoshana Shal Yaakov Avinu Beis Aver, all those years that Yaakov Avinu was in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Aver Loi Nenish, he wasn't punished for not being home. Domamar, Lama Nimnu Shmoysev Shishmol, ask the Gemara, why were Shmol's years, why does the Torah have to tell us how old Shmol was? Kedei Liyachas Shnoysev Shiyakov, in order that we should know how old Yaakov was. So the Sif Secham explains, if the Torah wants us to know how old Yaakov Avinu was, so the Torah should have told us. Why do we need to learn it from Yishmol? So the Sif Secham says, what we want to learn from here is the contrast between Tzadikim and Rishoyim. That Tzadikim spend their lives, as we're learning now in the Gemara, learning Torah, and doing the right thing, and Rishoyim, of course, spend their lives doing the wrong thing. So the Gemara wants to contrast the tzaddikim versus the rishoyim. Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Ve'elu shnei chayi Yishmol, ma'ashana u'shloish mishana v'shevishanim." Yishmol lived 137 years. Continues the Gemara, "Kama kashish Yishmol b'Yitzchak." How much older was Yishmol than Yitzchak? Abeis shanim, 14 years. The Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Va'boim, va'avram, ben shmonim shanim v'sheish shanim." The letter to Hagas Yishmol Avram. Avram was 86 years old when Yishmol was born. The Ksiv and the pasuk says, "Va'avram ben mash shana b'vayalayis Yitzchak benoy." And Avram was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. The Ksiv and the pasuk says, "V'Yitzchak ben shishim v'shana b'ledusayim." Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yaakov and Esau were born. Yaakov. So it turns out, how old was Yishmol when Yaakov was born? 74 years old. Because if Yitzchak was 60, and we just said that Yishmol is 14 years older than Yitzchak, he must have been 74. So how many years does of life of Yishmol left? He lived 137 years, as the pasuk clearly says, and at this point he was 74 years old. Shitin v'tlas, he was 63 years old. So it turns out that Yaakov was 63 years old when Yishmol died. V'kein tanya ha'Yaakov Avinu b'shoshnas barach mi'aviv. At the time that Yaakov Avinu got the bracha from his father Yitzchak, ben shishim v'sholish shana, 63 years old. It says the Gemara, ubay b'perik meis Yishmol. That was when Yishmol died, when Yaakov was 63 years old. The Ksiv, and the pasuk says, v'yah esav ki baruch Yitzchak v'Yaakov. The pasuk says that Esav was upset and realized that Yitzchak had given the bracha to Yaakov. V'yelech Esav al Yishmol. And he went to Yishmol, v'yikach esmochas bas Yishmol achos nevoyus. He took Machlas, who was Yishmol's daughter and Nevoyus' sister, as a wife. And the question asked the Gemara, Mimashim shenemar abas Yishmol, once the Torah identified her as Yishmol's daughter, any day she achos nevoyus, so obviously she's Nevoyus' sister, because Nevoyus was Yishmol's son. Melamed teaches us the Gemara what actually happened was Shekitsha Yishmol. Yishmol was the one that was Mekadeshar, but the Erisin, but before they could have the Nisuin, the seer Yishmael passed away, and since Yishmael passed away, the actual marriage, actually marrying her off, was done the seer Novi Sachel. Says the Mashal, why do we say that Yishmael was Mekadeshar? Because the Pasuk says, V'yelech Esav El Yishmael. If Yishmael wasn't alive, why does the Pasuk say that he went there? It must be that Yishmael was alive when Esav got there, but afterwards he passed away before the actual marriage. Says the Gemara. So if we start counting, Yaakov at this point, when he got the bracha, is 63 years old. Then Abesa, until the 14 years that he worked by Lavan for Leah and Rachel. Adam Shal Joseph, until Yosef was born, which we know, when Yosef was born, that's when Yaakovinu left Lavan. Ha, Shivim Shiva. So 63 plus 14 is 77. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, the Yosef and Shloshim Shon Bom Defnei Paroi. Yosef was 30 years old when he stood in front of Paroi. So if we add to Yaakov's life a 30 years, ha, Meiva Sheva. It would be 77 plus 30 would be 107. Shev the Sava Tata the Kefna. Then there were the 7 years of hunger and of good times of Mitzrayim. 2 years of hunger, Hamei Veshitza. That takes us up to 116. But says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, V'yom Ksiv, when Yaakov arrives in Mitzrayim, V'yom Paral Yaakov, Kam Yimei Shnei Chayecha, Paroi asks Yaakov, how old are you? V'yom Yaakov, and Yaakov says, Apar Yimei Shnei Megurai Shloshim Ma'ashana. He says, I'm 130 years old. But according to the way we learned, he should have been Mei V'shitze. He should have been 116. Where are the missing 14 years? Al Shema Mino. From here we see, Abam Eser Shnim, Chava Beis Aver. He was in the Yeshiva of Aver for 14 years. The Tanya, and says the Gemara, that actually is something we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Hoya Yaakov Beis Aver, Mutman Abba Shoshana. Avraham Yaakovinu learned in the Yeshiva for 14 years. Umeis, and he passed away, Lacha Shior Yaakovinu Larma Raim. That's when Aver died, Shtei Shonim, and he came to Lavan's house. He was there 2 years. Yotz Misham Bola Larma Raim. Nimsk Shomer Alaber, when he was by the Bear Ben Shim Sheva. He was 77 years. The 14 years that are missing are the 14 years he was in Yeshiva. Ask the Gemara Menolah B'lemenes. So we're saying that he wasn't punished for those years that he was in Yeshiva. Says the Gemara, from where do we know so? The Tanya, Nimtza Yosef Pirish Me'aviv, Esrim Shtayim Shana. Yosef was separated from his father for 22 years. Shame, Shapirish Yaakov Me'aviv, just like Yaakov Avinu was separated from his parents for 22 years. The Yaakov, but ask the Gemara, according to our calculation, Yaakov was separated from his parents, Klosim Veshitenhava, 36 years. So why is it only counted 22 years? Ella, Abesa, Dava Beis Aver, the 14 years that he was in Yeshiva, Lechoshvu are not counted. He's not punished, well, because he was learning Torah. Soif, asked the Gemara, the base Lavan Esrim Shteinhaven. He was in the home of Lavan 20 years. So why was he punished for 22 years? Answers the Gemara, Amishum the Shtai Be'orcha Tatishnin. Because it took him, even after he left Lavan's home, he didn't get back to his parents' home for another 2 years. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Yotzim Aram Narayim, he left Aram Narayim to go home, go back to his parents' home, Ubala L'Sukkos, and he came to the place called Sukkos. Vasa Shom, Shmoina Esrei Chodesh, he was there for 18 months. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Yaakov Nosa Sukkosoi, Yiven L'Bayis, Umeneu Esrei Sukkos. This says the word Sukkos, Bayis Loshin Yochid, Sukkos Loshin Rabim. The difference is that the Bayis is where you are in the winter, because it's cold and raining. The sukkos are the huts where you are in the spring, summer. So he was there for one winter season, 6 months, and do and two spring summer seasons, which is 6 plus 6, 12 months. Also the Beis El, and then he was in Beis El for another Shisha Chadashim, Vikrav Zvachim. That's where he brought Kabanas. So it's a total of 2 years, and that's why he was punished, that he was away from his parents for 22 years. He was punished for 22 years. So the Sfarim asked, yes, as the Gemara just said, he was away from his parents for 36 years, but he was only punished for 22 of those 36 years. So what? Maybe the 14 years that he's not punished for weren't because of the 14 years that he was in yeshiva. Maybe the 14 years that he wasn't punished was the years that he was waiting to get married to Rachel and Leah. And the mitzvah of getting married maybe supersedes Kibbutz Avim, but not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Chasam Sofer says that, one text the Chasam Sofer suggests, is that Yaakov, if the whole point was getting married, he could have gotten married to a girl who lived locally with his parents and still be able to mekayim the mitzvah of getting married and the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. The fact that, so that can't be the mitzvah. It must be that the mitzvah that he wasn't punished for is the mitzvah of learning. Another teretz that I saw is that even if there's a mitzvah of getting married, you're not obligated to get married to two wives. He waited 14 years in order to get married to the two wives, but he didn't have to have two wives. So even if he would have had to wait for 7 years to marry one wife, why did he have to wait 14 years? And that's why you can't say that the mitzvah peririvya is the mitzvah that superseded Kibbutz Avim. It's Talmud Torah that supersedes Kibbutz Avim. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask, the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu, as he comes to greet Esav, he says, Imlovin Garti. And the famous Rashi says, Imlovin Garti, V'tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. And the question is, how could Yaakov Avinu made such a statement, that V'tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, that I fulfilled all Tayag Mitzvahs? We were learning in our Gemara that for those 14 years, he did not fulfill the mitzvah. For those 22 years, or actually even longer, but certainly the 22 years, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. So the Sefer Daf HaAdaf makes a very important point. He says, it's actually impossible for anyone to fulfill all the Taryag mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that only apply to Kohanim, the only mitzvahs that apply to Leviim, to Yisraelim. So how could anybody ever make a statement, the Taryag mitzvah Shemarti? So he explains, because Kol Yisrael are Reim Zeh L'Zeh. We're all responsible one for another. So there's some mitzvahs that I do, and there's some mitzvahs that others do, but together, all of the mitzvahs are fulfilled. Said Yaakov Avinu to Esav, I want you to know, and I want you to feel, that I feel very connected to you. And said Yaakov Avinu to Esav, what is the proof that I am so connected to you? Because I'm making a statement, Taryag Mitzvah Shemarti. Now, how could I make a statement, the Taryag Mitzvah Shemarti, when you well know that I did not fulfill the mitzvahs of, I did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim? It must be because I feel connected to you, and if you fulfill the mitzvah of Taryag Mitzvahs, then I also fulfill the mitzvah of Taryag Mitzvahs. And that's as if I did it. Therefore, don't be angry at me and don't consider me an enemy if I rely on you for Taryag Mitzvah Shemarti. But then, I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks, how could there be an issue with Yaakov Avinu fulfilling Kibbutz Avim? Did he fulfill it? Didn't he fulfill it? Was he responsible to fulfill it? Asks Reb Chaim, it was before Kabbalah Satayra. And before Kabbalah Satayra, there were no Taryag Mitzvahs yet. There were no mitzvahs. So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim is a mitzvah that even Nochrim are obligated to. The mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim is a mitzvah that everybody has to understand, and everybody understands that that's something we have to fulfill. And that's why you can't say, well, I'm not responsible. But I did say that the Mashiach asks that why would Yaakov Avinu be responsible for the mitzvah kibbutz of Aim? He was running away from Esav, who wanted to kill him. His parents had told him to run away. So why would Yaakov Avinu, why does the Gemara say that he was punished for the 22 years that he wasn't by his parents' home? Why is there a claim? He had no other option. So we see from here, says the Mashal, that even though a person can have a good excuse not to fulfill the mitzvah kibbutz of Aim, it's sakonas nefashos, he's doing what his parents said, he still wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah of kibbutz of Aim. And if one could fulfill the mitzvah of kibbutz of Aim and he doesn't, he's considered that he violated the mitzvah. I saw that the Chidah explains, says there are times that somebody can't learn Torah. He's working other responsibilities. But if he doesn't learn Torah at the time that he has the opportunity to learn, then he loses the excuse even for when he didn't have the opportunity. And the claim to Yaakov Avinu is that maybe not every moment of those 22 years can we say to you that you were obligated to do Kibbutz of Aim. You had other obligations. But if there could have been one moment in those 22 years that you could have done Kibbutz of Aim and you didn't, then you're held responsible, not just for those moments, but you're held responsible for a whole 22 minutes. I saw Rav Nosson Gestetner says a different approach. His approach is that being far away doesn't excuse you from the mitzvah Kibbutz of Aim. Even if the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerideya, Simen Reish Mem, Sif Yotes, Ha'av Shemocha Kvoidei, Kvoidei Mochel, still, he explains, that doesn't take away the important obligation that we have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim whenever possible. And therefore, he explains, that's why the Gemara says that Yaakov was held responsible for those 22 years. Hadronloch Megillah in the Kras, Hadronloch Megillah in the Kras, Hadronloch Megillah in the Kras. Says the Mishnah, Hakaras Megillah Mafreya. If somebody reads the Megillah backwards, Lo Yotza. And there's two pshatim that Rishonim give. One pshat Hakaras Mafreya is that he reads the words of a pasuk backwards. But here, that is certainly Lo Yotza. But here the Rishonim Rashi and other Rishonim say that Kolam Afreya, if somebody reads the Megillah backwards, it means he reads a whole perek at a time. But even though he read the whole perek at a time, but if he read it backwards, reading later Parakim before the previous Parakim, then he's Lo Yotza. So the B'nai Yisoscha explains, what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Hakara Megillah Afreya Lo Yotza? He says, if somebody reads the Megillah, and he views the Megillah as the Mafreya, as something that happened a long time ago, but it has nothing to do with us. If somebody reads the Megillah in such a fashion, Lo Yotza, that he's not Yotza the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is that you have to read the Megillah and understand, but Yom Mehem, but Manazeh, that every day, that the Hashpah and the fantastic influence that come to the world, the Yemei Apurim, continue to exist until this very day. And I saw that the Mefarshim take it a step further. They suggest, Hakara l'Mafreya, if somebody thinks that what happened in the time of the Megillah, it happened then, but it can't happen nowadays, Lo Yotza. We have to realize that even in every generation and every time, there are those that are standing up against the Jewish people, and they think to themselves that the Yitapanim explains, and are trying to harm us. And even if we don't always know about all the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, but we have to know that constantly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing Nisim on our behalf. And if you think HaKarla Mafreya, if you think this is something that just happened hundreds, thousands of years ago, but doesn't happen now, then you didn't get the message of the Megillah. But the Paiskim ask a very interesting shaila. The halacha is, if somebody is reading the Sefer Torah in Shul on Shabbos, and in the middle of laning, for whatever reason, the gabbai became incapacitated and he can't read the Megillah. So the halacha is, they'll read the Sefer Torah, we call up another Baal Kairi to pick up where the Baal Kairi left off. And he finishes the laning. What would happen if in a shul on Purim, the Baal Kairi is reading the Megillah? And as the Baal Kairi is reading the Megillah, for whatever reason, unfortunately, the Baal Kairi becomes incapacitated. We have to call up another Baal Kairi. But that new Baal Kairi has not heard the Megillah yet, has not heard the brachos on the Megillah, and has not heard the first part of the Kriyas Megillah. And he wants to be, and he, we want him to pick up where the Baal Kairi, who can't read further, became incapacitated. Such a Baal Kairi cannot read the Megillah on our behalf, because that would be included in what we're learning, Hakayil Mafreya. Included in the rule of Hakayil Mafreya is that whoever is reading the Megillah has to at least hear the Megillah from the beginning to the end. And if you start reading from the Megillah, middle of the Megillah, lo yotza. Karal peh. If you read the Megillah by heart, you didn't read it from a sefer, or a kara targum, if you had a Megillah that was written in targum, lashon rabim, b'chol lashon, or in any of the other languages, lo yotza. That means the Megillah that's in front of you is written in lashon kodesh. But you, as you look at the words of the Megillah, translate them into another language, layotza, because you're not reading it from the Megillah. Avakayinai say, a Megillah that was written in another language can be read to Lolayazis, to somebody who understands that language, belazing that language. A lawyer Shishama Ashuris, and a lawyer who heard the Megillah in Hebrew, yotza. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is a number of halachas. First halacha is that if you hear the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh, whether you understand Lashon Kodesh or whether you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, the halacha is you're always yotze if you hear the Megillah in that language, in Lashon Kodesh. If you hear the Megillah in a different language, so certainly if you do not understand that language in which it's written in, you're not yotze. What? Then there are, and number two, many Rishonim and Paiskim are of the opinion that if you hear it in a different language and you understand that language, but it's not the that in the place where this Megillah is being written, read in this other language is not where that language is spoken, you're not Yotze. That means in order for it to be Yotze, Kriyas Megillah in a different language, you have to have two conditions. It has to be that you understand that language, and it has to also be a language that is spoken in that language. Moreover, the Ramah says that even if we're saying, given these conditions, we could read it in a different language, the Megillah may not be read in a combination of two different languages. If you're going to read the Megillah not in Lashon Kodesh, you could read it in that language with the conditions, but all the Megillah has to be read in that language, not partially one language and partially another language. Another halacha is that only a person that does not understand Hebrew could be yotze to the Megillah by hearing it in a different language if that's the language spoken in that locale. But if somebody understands Lashon Kodesh, then he has to hear the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh under all circumstances. Kara Sarugim, if you read the Megillah bit by bit, they did not read it all in one time, or misnamnim, or if the Megillah was read, misnamnim. So there's two pshatim and misnamnim. One pshat is that the person who's listening to the Megillah was sleeping, so was dozing off. And many mefarshim find that difficult to understand. How could somebody who's dozing off be considered that he heard the Megillah if he's dozing off? So he says, so the Rishonim explain that it means is that he heard all the words of the Megillah, but he's not fully alert. And when he started hearing the reading of the Megillah, he had a mind to be yotz in the mitzvah, but he didn't concentrate on that throughout the entire Kriyas Megillah. As long as he had kavanah, at the beginning that he wants to be yotze the mitzvahs kriyas megillah, that's good enough. But other pshatim in misnamnim means that the person who's reading the Megillah is dozing on and off, and it's a very good connection. Sarugin is a person who read the Megillah not all at one time, and misnamnim is the same. There's a person that was dozing on and off, was up, read some of the Megillah, then dozed off and stopped reading and then woke up. And the halacha is that is yotz. However, the halacha is, as the halacha is by Hilchas Krishma, we learned that if somebody stopped in the middle of the Krishma, the halacha is how much of an interruption requires you to go back to the beginning of the Krishma. So the halacha is that I'm sure k'day kula, if the interruption was so long that you could, during that time, have read the entire Krishma, you have to go back to the beginning of Krishma. And the same halacha is by Kriyas Megillah. Even though, as we're learning now, the halacha is that you could be Mekayim, mitzvahs, Kriyas Megillah, even if you don't read it all at one time, the halacha still is that's only if the break was not but if the break was so long that you could finish the entire Kriyas Megillah during that break, then you would have to go back to the beginning of the Kriyas Megillah. If a cipher is writing the Megillah, or Darsha, or somebody is saying a drasha on the Megillah, or Magia, if somebody is checking the Megillah to see if it's a Kosher Megillah, Im Kivan Libay, if he had Kavana to be Yotza, the Mitzvah Yotza, Mimlav La Yotza. So the Yishalmi asks, isn't this Gemara a Raya? Isn't this Mishnah a Raya? The one is a lot of work on Purim. We've discussed early in our Masechta a question if one is a lot of work on Purim. This Mishnah should be a Raya that you're a lot of work on Purim, because otherwise, how could a Seifer be writing the Megillah? So the Prechadr says it's not necessarily compelling Raya. Because as we began the Masechta, we know that halacha is that Bnei Kfarim, the people who lived in villages, could under certain circumstances read the Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. In those days, one certainly may work. So here also asked the Rashba, here it says, M'kivan Liba. So isn't this a raya, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that you have to have kavana to be yoyt to the mitzvah? Isn't that what the Mishnah is saying, M'kivan Liba? So Rashba says, that isn't necessarily what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah maybe means, M'kivan Liba, you meant to read it in the normal fashion. But I did see that the Sefer Emek Brocha suggests that it may be that when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, you have to have kavana. Because as we've been discussing, the purpose of Kriyas Megillah is Persumei Nisa. The purpose of Kriyas Megillah is Lahoidus Lahalo, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody reads the Megillah without the intention of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's done for us, if somebody reads the Megillah without the intention of Persumei Nisa, then he missed the entire point of the Megillah, and he's certainly not Yoytze the Mitzvah in such a fashion. Ha'isak Suva B'Sam, if the Megillah is written with some sort of a chemical, not ink, or B'Sikra, it's a type of a red dye, or B'Kumkum, the sap of a tree, or B'Kankuntum, it's a shoe polish, Al Nayar, or if it was written on paper, Al Diftara, it's a type of leather that is processed by putting in salt and flour, but it's not processed into being cloth. In all these cases, lo yotza. Achtek suva shuris, it has to be written in Lashon Kodesh, ala sefer, on a cloth, or bediyoy, in black ink. So says the Gemara that the Mishnah began with halacha that akaras megillah mafrei lo yotza. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know this then? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Damakra, Kiksavam, Uzmanam. The writing of the Megillah is compared to the Zman that the Megillah is written. Ma Zmanam, Mafreiloi. Time doesn't go backwards. Time goes forward. Af Ksavam, so too by writing, Mafreiloi. If you wrote it backwards, you're not joy to the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Mida Kriyksiv Hacha, but the Pasuk doesn't speak about the reading of the Megillah. A Siyuksiv. It's talking about the writing of the Megillah. The Ksiv, Lias Oysum Shnei Yom Elu, Kiksovim Kuzmanim. So how are we learning Hilchas Kriyas Megillah from this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, El Mahacha. The way we know that El Mefrei is Lo Yotzo, because it says in the Megillah, Vayom Elu, Neskarim Venasim. Iskish Zechira La'asiyya. Ma'asiyya L'mafrei Eloi. If you eat the Sudas Purim before Purim, Loi, you haven't accomplished that mitzvah. Av Zechira L'mafrei Eloi. If you read the Megillah backwards, you're not Yotzer. Tana says the Gemara, V'kein B'Halal, V'kein B'Krishma, B'Tfila. All of these cases, if you read them backwards, you're not Yotzer. And I saw that the Michsa Loza explains. What is the Gemara saying? Hakaras l'mafreya. L'mafreya means piron. If somebody is reading the Megillah, just because he's piron, he has to pay a debt. There's a mitzvah on Purim that we have to read the Megillah, so he does it to fulfill his obligation, but he doesn't really mean it with his heart. Or Krishma. We have to say Krishma every day. But if somebody just says the Krishma like it's paying a debt, or somebody learns Torah, or somebody davens betfila, or somebody davens again, just in that fashion, he's not yoitza the mitzvah. So the question is, the halacha is by Megillah, we said at the Mishnah, that even if you just read the chapters backwards, you're not yoitza. By Krishma, the halacha is that if you read the chapters backwards, you're yoitza. There is an order, as we know, that we read a haftavai mishmai v'yomer, but if you didn't read it in that order, you're yoitza. In fact, the chapters in the Torah, the reason, as the Gemara Masechta Brachos explains, is because these chapters, the way we recite them, are not the way they're written in the Torah. The question is, what would be the halacha on Hallel? The Mishnah Berurah says that if one reads the different chapters of Hallel, not in the price in the proper order, Yoytza. The Pri Chodesh disagrees. The Pri Chodesh says that if somebody reads the chapters of Hallel not in the proper order, he's not Yoytza. Because, he explains, the chapters of Hallel were written to follow the generation, to follow the chronological order. And therefore, says the Pri Chodesh, if you don't read Hallel in the proper order, the halacha is that lo yotzo, you're not yotzo the chiv halal. By Birchas Hamazon, if somebody says the different chapters of the Birchas Hamazon not in the proper order, the halacha is you yotzo. Ask the Gemara Halam and Nolan, how do we know by halal that if you did not read in the proper order, you're not yotzo? Rav Am Diksiv, the pasuk says in halal, Memizrach Shem Shem Avayot, as the sun goes up in the east and goes down in the west, so too the halal should be said in the proper order. Rav Yosef Amar, the way we know how it has to be said in the proper order, because the pasuk says, Zeh hayoyim osa Hashem. Rav Avi Amar, Yehi Shem Hashem Mivoyrach. We follow the proper order as Hashem created the world. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Vitaim, Rav Achab Yaakov Amar, Mehocha, Yehi Shem Hashem Mivoyrach, Mi'atav at Olam, in the order as the world is, so too should we say Hallel in the proper order. Krishma, the Tanya, how do we know that Krishma should not be read backwards? The Tanya, Krishma Tiksova, Divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, Krishma may only be recited in Lashon Kodesh. V'chamayimrim, v'chal Lashon. It could be recited in any language. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe. Why does the Rebbe hold that it could be strictly in Lashon Kodesh? Amakra, because the Pasuk says, V'hayu hadvar me'ela b'aviyasam, as they're said in the Torah in Lashon Kodesh. V'rabbanan, who say that Krishma could be said in any language, my tamayu, Amakra b'chal lashon, Shma b'chal lashon shat Shma. Any language that you understand. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Nami Haksiv Shma. Doesn't the pasuk clearly say Shma, which should be an indication that it could be said in any language? Answers the Gemara. Rebbe's going to tell us, Hahumi Baylei, that pasuk is needed to teach us Hashmei la'oznecha mashe atamaitz mipicha, that a person has to hear the words of Krishma in order to be yoytz the mitzvah. Rabbanan Savi command Amar, but the Rabbanan disagree, and they hold that the halach is Kairish Shema v'lo Yishmil Aznoi, if you said Krishma without hearing the words, Yoyotza. Rabbanan Nami Yoksiv V'hoya, clearly indicating that Krishna should be in Lashon Kodesh. Answers the Gemara, they're bound to need that. Hahumi Baile, for what we're learning, Shalai Yikra Melafreya. You shouldn't read it backwards. Ask the Gemara Rebbe, Shalai Yikra Melafreya, that he needs the word Vahayu, that you have to read it in Lashon Kodesh. Shalai Yikra Melafreya Menale, where will he know Halacha, that it may not be recited backwards? He answers the Gemara, he learns it from Dvarim Hadvarim, Rabbanan. What will the Rabbanan do with Dvarim Hadvarim? Says the Gemara, Hadvarim Lai Mashmalai. They say that we don't learn anything from Hadvarim. Suggests the Gemara. Lema, perhaps from here we should see the Kitzava Rebbe, the Kolat Torah Kul B'chol Lashon Emra, that the Torah could be written in any language. This Al Gedatach B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra, if we will say that everything can only be said in Lashon Kodesh, Lamali Lemechtev Ahayu, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that Krishna must be strictly Lashon Kodesh? If everything has to strictly be Lashon Kodesh, Krishna should be no different. Itzrich says, Rebbe, I'll tell you why we need such a limud. Salkadatach, since the Torah says the word Shema, and I would think that the Shema is coming to teach us, Krabonon, that it could be in B'chol Lashon in any language. That's why the Torah had to go out of the way, and Kas Rachmanov, the Torah had to write the word V'hayu, not to prevent us from making such a mistake. And now ask the Gemara, Leim Kusav Rabbonon, perhaps we should say that is the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Chol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra, that everything else in the Torah has to be said strictly in Lashon Kodesh. Because says the Gemara, Yitzhak Adat B'Chol Noshon Nemra, if everything can be said in any language, so then the question is, Lamali L'michta Shema, why do we have to have a special limud of Shema, of B'Chol Noshon Esther Shemeya? Why should Krishna be different than anything else? Answers Gemara Yitzhak. Yitzhak Adat Chemina, if not for the Shema, I would think that the word Vahayu is coming to teach us, like Rebbe taught us, that it has to strictly be in Lashon HaKadosh. That's why, because Rachman HaShema, the Torah had to go out of the way and say Shema, because Lashon Shoshamea. Continues the Gemara, Tefillah Menolam. How do we know that if somebody was Mispalel L'mafreya Lo Yotzo, says the Gemara de Tanya, Shem Kuli Hizdash Shemen Esri Brachus. Shimon Hasduri taught us the order of the Shemoneh Esrei, Lefeir of Gamliel, Al Seder, according to the way it was taught based on the Psukim, B'Yavna. And here we see, I saw that the Mefarshim point out, that the power of our tefillah is very much connected to our Limud HaTorah. If somebody wants to be successful in his tefillah, he has to have Torah. The Psukim are what teach us how to daven. And that's the basis for success in tefillah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan of Amalei Masnis Tana. May the Esrim Zakenim, 120 Zakenim, Behem Kam Neviim. Amongst them were many Neviim. Tiknu Shemen Esri Brachus Ala Seder. They were the ones that composed the tefillah according to the Seder. As the Gemara Masechta Brachus, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were the ones that established the Nusach HaTefillah that we now have. Because Klal Yisrael at that point did not have the ability for every person to compose and say the Tefillah properly. So they established a standard Tefillah. Tana Rabbanu, nine Shemim Avos. How do we know that we start the Tefillah with speaking about the Avos? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hovol Hashem B'nei Elim. Remember, the Bnei Elim are Avos. How do we know that we have to mention Gevurus there? Shnemar Havel Hashem Kovet V'Oiz. And the Gevurus, as we discussed in Masechta Tainis, are the Gevurus Gishamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rain. Menayin Shem Kedushas. How do we know that we, and also Tchias HaMesim represents the Gevurus of Hashem. How do we know we also start the Shemoneh Esrei with Kedusha? Shnema, Hovel Hashem Kvod Shmoi, Hishtachvel Hashem Be'adres Kodesh. So that's the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. The next bracha is Atu Choinen. Ma'aroy Meloim Bina. Why is Atu Choinen said after Kedusha? Shnema, V'gdishus Kedosh Yaakov, V'salakei Yisrael Yaritzu, V'samachlei V'yodei Toya Ruach Bina. Ma'aroy Meloim Tshuva Achabina. When is the, why is the next bracha haroitzu b'shuva? The ksiv ulavava yavin. After you have the heart to understand, v'shav v'rafalai, then you'll have refuah. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if refuah is mentioned at that point, leim refuah basru the tshuva. So we should say the bracha of refeinu. Answers the Gemara, lo sakadaitach. The right thing to say after roitzu b'shuva is slach lanu. The ksiv, v'yashva l'shem yirachmeyu, v'alakenu kiyabu l'sleach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be moichlos. My chaz is the samchus ahai. Why do we rely on this pasuk? Smoich aha that puts refuah next to tshuva. Answers the Gemara. Ksev kra achrona hasoleich l'chol avenechi haroif l'chol tachloichi hagoy meshachas chayecha. So since in that pasuk refuah comes after slicha, that's why here too we only say refuah after slach lanu. Ask the Gemara, remember, the Gula Refuah Basa Slicha, does that mean that Gula and Refuah come after Slicha? The Ksiv V'shav V'rafala. So isn't that a proof that Refuah should come before Gula? Says the Gemara, Hahu, when the Pasuk says V'shav V'rafa, it's not talking about Refuah to Tachluim, it's not talking about a person being physically unwell, a Refuah to Slicha hi. A person is not well Beruchnius. That's what the pasuk is referring to. So why is the seventh bracha Goyel Yisrael? It says the Gemara Amar Rava, B'toich Yisrael L'gol B'shvius, B'toich Shasin L'gol B'shvius, Klai Yisrael will have a gula in the Shemitah year, L'fikach Kavu B'shishis. So since the Shemitah year is the year that we're going to have a gula, they said that Goyel Yisrael should be the seventh bracha. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Vamamar Bashishis Koilus, in the 6 years we're gonna have the shofar of Mashiach, B'Shvius, there'll be a Muhammad, that's when there'll be the Muhammad Goy Gamagag, and only B'Matzei Shvuyis, in the year after Shmita ben David Ba, will Mashiach appear in all of his glory. Answers the Gemara, Muhammad Namishata de Gulihi. Even though we're not gonna have the actual Mashiach in the seventh year, but at that point, we're already going to have the beginning of the Mashiach. And since the beginning of Mashiach will come, that's already considered a gula. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe Zitzal and Rav Moshe Feinstein once met. And Rav Moshe asked the Satmar Rebbe, why when it comes to refuah, do we say refuah shleima? So the Satmar Rebbe answered that, why do we say tshuva shleima? So the Satmar Rebbe answered that, Rav Moshe answered that the Rambam says that when a person does tshuva, the Rambam says he has to do tshuva in a way that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoyel of Yedei Talumas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say testimony, Shlo Yoshev L'Kisla Oid, that he won't be ever do Aveira again. So the Satmar Rebbe said, so to Rav Moshe, just like you understand that the tshuva, for it to be considered a tshuva, has to be a tshuva shleima, that he will never do the aveira again, so too do we daven for a refuah shleima, that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be a refuah shleima, a complete refuah that won't have, and won't be sick again. But the Klal Zman Rebbe makes an interesting point. Here in the Shemoneh Esrei, we speak about Goyel Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us. And then later in the Shemoneh Esrei, we again speak in the Shemoneh Esrei about a Kadosh Baruch Hu bringing a Samach David, Ushlaim Ircha. What is the two times that we're speaking about Gula? So the Klal Zman Rebbe explained there are two types of Gula that we're davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our Shemoneh Esrei. When we daven the Brach of Goyel Yisrael, we're davening that as Klal Yisrael is in the Golus, and during our difficult times in Golus, there are different times that we're in trouble. And the Klal Yisrael needs Yeshuas. That's what the Brach of Goyel Yisrael is about. And the Brach of Etzemach and Yishleim Ircha refers to the Gula Shleima B'mherev Yemeinu. Omar Ro Loim Refua B'Shminis continues the Gemara, why did they choose to say the Brach of Fa'enu as the eighth Brach? Omar of Acha, B'toich Shenitna Mila B'Shminis, since Mila is done on the eighth day, Tzricha Refua, so too, the Fikach B'Shminis, they say Refuah should be the eighth bracha. So I saw that Shem Shmuel explains that, he explains that according to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, perhaps somebody who's sick should remain sick. Why does a person get healthy? Because he's lamala mi'ateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks us up from just the way the world works. What is the number seven represents teva, the 7 days of the week. Eight is lamala mi'ateva. Another pshat that I saw is that a person maybe shouldn't get well after he's sick. How does a person get well after he's sick? Because a person, why does he get sick? Because he did aveiros, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him a message. But if the person does tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him to get well. Maybe he doesn't deserve to get well. The only person, but when a baby gets well, when a baby gets well, he deserves to get well after his bris. He's a baby. He hasn't done any aveiros. And that's why he says, that's why we connect, just like the baby certainly deserves a refuah shleima, we damn HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even if we, chas v'shalom, have done aveiros, you should give us a refuah shleima. And I saw Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld points out, he says, when we say the bracha of Rufeinu, we say Roifei Chayle Amo Yisrael. But when we say the bracha of Ashiyotzar, we don't limit it to Roifei Yisrael. We say Roifei Kol Basar or Mafli Lasais. Why over here do we say Roifei Chayle Amo Yisrael? And why over here do we say Roifei Kol Basar? So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld explained based on our Gemara. He says, in our Gemara, we're learning that the bracha of Rufeinu is connected to the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah is a mitzvah that only speaks to Klal Yisrael. So that's why when we say the bracha of Rufeinu, we speak only about Klal Yisrael. We say Roifei Chayle Am Yisrael. When we say the bracha of Ashiyotzar, however, we're speaking way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human body. All human bodies were created the same way, and that's why by Ashiyotzar we say Roifei Kol Basar Umafli Lasos. Why is Brichas Hashanim the ninth bracha? Amar Alexander, Kenegim Mafkiyah Sharim. People who raise the prices, that they shouldn't be able to raise prices. The Ksiv Shva Zroya Rosha. The David Ki Amar, break those that take advantage, prices. And when the David HaMelech say this, B'chiyas Amar. Even though it's the 10th parak of Tehillim, but the Gemara Masechta Bracha says that actually the two first Prokim of Tehillim are really one. So it is the ninth parak. Why is it next about us coming out of Golos? The Ksiv, Vata Hari Yisrael, Anchem Titenu, Ofirinu Tisulam Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says there'll be an abundance of Parnasa, Kikarvelovai. That's when I will bring together all of Klal Yisrael. The Kivin, Niskapsi Golos, when there will be a Kibbutz Golos, Nasa Dim Rishonim. I will bring back the judges. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes judgment at Rishayim, and that's what we say, the bracha of Lamal Shinan. All of those who are against HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be destroyed. The Kimish Kol B'Shoim, once these people are destroyed, Misroi Memes Kane Tzadikim, the Tzadikim are uplifted. The Ksiv, the Kol Kane Rishoim Agadeya, Tereimam No Kane Tzadik. The Kol Gerit Tzadik Imam, and the Gerit Tzadik are included in those that will be uplifted. Shnema, V'Simnei Sei V'Tokum, the Dart V'Nei Zokin, V'Samach Levi Ki Yogur Itcho Ger. The Hechem Misraim Mamas Kanan, where will we have this wonderful experience? Yushalayim. Shnema Shalom Shloim Yushalayim Shloy Avayach. The Kivin Shnevis Yushalayim, once Yushalayim will be built, Bo David. David HaMelech will come. Shnema Acha Yeshuvu Mnei Yisrael, or Bixus Hashem Elokeim, as David Malcolm. The Kivin Shor Bo David, when David HaMelech comes, Bo Tefillah, then we are able to daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens and hears our tefillahs. Shnema We have the Beis HaMikdash where we daven. We also have Bas Avoida, where we could do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Kivin shebas avoida, once we do the avoida, but toida. That's what a person, as he brings the carbon, does the avoida, has to recognize and realize to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he does for us. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Soveach toida yechab denoni.